Hello, everyone. How are you doing today? Thank you so much for joining me once again on Solutions with Anna Donahue, radio style. Love hearing from you. I did a recent luncheon on Saturday, and it was so much fun to hear that people are listening to the broadcast. They're listening to the podcast. Thank you for that. Our goal, in fact, brothers and sisters, I had a strong impression after that luncheon, because people were buying our product, and it was just a joy, because we put a lot of work into it, as anyone does. And the Lord really impressed upon my heart, yes, correct. Anna, remember you 30 years ago, you would devour the teachings. You know, I would see someone's teaching and devour it. I would buy up. I have a library in my house of over 500 books, just of Bible stuff. And he was encouraging me. It felt so good to say, well, guess what? Now those people, the youngins, are now buying your stuff because they too need to devour. It was a wonderful thing. So I said that to say, whether it's via Life Songs or podcasts or books or YouTube, you know, solutions or my conferences, man, we're getting that word out there, aren't we? And you are a vital part, and thank you for listening. Hey, write to me. Write to me, administries@cox.net, or you can reach me on any of the social media platforms. But we are continuing. I will go into next week with this. 8 areas of not just breakthrough, but once you've broken through, 8 areas where God wants you to expand. Number 1 was against your enemies. You can re-listen to that on the podcast. Number 2, he wants you to have territory. That is exciting to me. Enlarge the place of your tent. Yes, of course, the tent pegs of your heart. But I believe that's also designated territory and boundaries. Strengthen your stakes. Get ready. God's got a place of influence for you for the kingdom. I love all that. Number 3, of wealth and possessions. He wants you to break through so you can break out into wealth and possessions. Why? Just to sit with 5 cars in your driveway? Oh, my friend, if that's the case, well, then you really have missed the mark. But wealth and possessions to get a job done for God. You know, I've been in this for 20 years. It takes finances to run a ministry. And God's been faithful. And so many of you support us. But that's why you break forth and break out into wealth and possessions for the kingdom. Look at Job 1:10. Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? This is when the enemy was saying, hey, God, you've blessed Job. Proof, look at this. You bless the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout, parats, the land. The enemy was saying, man, you've blessed Job. You've given him wealth and possessions. That was God's intent to do so. Genesis 30, verses 43, referring to Jacob now, in this way, the man grew exceedingly parats, prosperous. It was God's plan. God doesn't withhold from us, brothers and sisters. He knows finances are needed to operate in this world. So how much more does he give his children, as we steward it correctly, wealth and possessions for the kingdom of God? So it's very exciting. What about this one, number 4? And then we'll get the next 4 on for next week, next week. He wants you to break out for your descendants. Genesis 28:14. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out. You will parats to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. Abraham, that was powerful.